Another hard-hit area is Seattle, where Boeing builds most of its commercial jets. The aerospace giant has announced it will lay off up to 30,000 employees by the end of next year. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
For Boeing, there is one fundamental equation. Airline profits mean airplane orders, and when profits vanish, so does Boeing's commercial airplane business. Still, the suddenness of the layoff announcement was striking. So, too, was the size of the job cuts, roughly 20% to 30% of those who work on commercial airplanes. What's more, the job cuts will be made fairly quickly. Historically, there's been a boom and bust cycle to Boeing's business, and major layoffs have been spread out over 2 to 4 years, but not this time. Workers will begin getting pink slips next month, with the layoffs to begin about 2 months later. Veteran engineer Pat Waters said members of his Boeing van pool and workers in his building had lots of questions.
A lot of searching for more facts and data, which even our management didn't have, and a lot of questions as to, if I did get laid off, what's my severance pay, how long does my insurance last, and questions like that. And again, the younger people were the most anxious, I think.
Some workers have suggested that Boeing is using recent events as political cover for making job cuts it wanted to make anyway. But leaders of the company's two major unions have not attacked the company's action. Charles Bofferding, head of the Engineers and Technical Workers Union, said that initially he, too, was skeptical.
However, I had personal discussions with some of Boeing's top leaders, and I'm convinced that they think this number is legit. The thing that makes it most easy for me to understand is the fact that during the Gulf War, air traffic fell by 20%, and it took 15 months to recover. I think it's easily understandable that we're in a worse situation than that, and so their 20 to 30% number begins to make sense.
For the Puget Sound region, the economic impact of the layoffs will be significant, says University of Washington policy analyst Chris Haugen.
Well, it's sort of an economic perfect storm, if you will. We're seeing a variety of things come together at once. We already were looking at an economy that was teetering on the brink of recession, and this certainly is, for the Puget Sound region, is, I think, going to push us over the edge.
With technology firms reeling and dot-coms going out of business, unemployment is already at its highest level in 8 years. The number of high-paying manufacturing jobs in the U.S. has been shrinking, and many of the jobs that will be lost at Boeing in Seattle and in California, Kansas, Texas, and Pennsylvania may disappear for good. If and when the company increases production, it will undoubtedly rely more heavily on automation and on offshore production. Although Boeing publicly rejected the idea that the layoff announcement was timed to influence the airline bailout bill now in Congress, many observers believe that Boeing is trying to put added pressure on Congress and perhaps on the administration as it considers whether to award Boeing a $200 billion defense contract next month. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.